Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got.
Taking Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this TV theme Thursday. Joe is at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes, probably on bowl number 6.
That is. You are correct.
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Who's on with us now? Brad Williams was hilarious. I don't know if our next guest can be as funny, but we always love Mike.
Yeah, he's just as important. Mike Organ from the Tennessean joins us. Mike has the latest information on the passing of Pete Rose. For those who don't know, Pete Rose was in town in Nashville Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and he passed away on Monday. Mike joins us now. Mike, what's the latest about the passing of Pete?
Well, the coroner yesterday, I believe, released the details of what killed Pete, and let me see if I can find it, because I don't want to miss. I'm just going to tell you, he said it was hypertension and a cardiovascular disease with diabetes as a contributing factor. The cardiovascular disease.
Did he fall ill? Because I saw some were like, well, you know, he got sick really Sunday night. And then if that's the case, I don't know why they'd put him back on a plane to Las Vegas on Monday. Did you hear anything about that?
No, I didn't. I did hear that some thought that maybe he died here while he was still here Sunday night. There was some speculation of that after he passed. But I spoke with somebody when I did the story on Monday that said that he did make it home okay, and that he passed in his sleep, and they found him the next morning. So it was very soon. I mean, it wasn't like the following day, you know, the afternoon or anything. It was pretty close to when he left here. And the people I talked to in the story that I wrote obviously said that most of them said that he did not look good, that he was distant, kind of aloof, and certainly did not look like he was in the kind of health that they had seen him in. And they had been to that show. He'd been there 5 years in a row, and they had seen him the previous 5 years, and they said he didn't look good. So, I think that, you know, maybe it had started that afternoon.
We're talking to Mike Organ from the Tennessean. How much, if any, interaction did you have with Pete over the years? I met him one time, and when I said I was from Nashville, the first thing he said was, "Our old farm club was the Sounds." Immediately he knew, you know, the connections with the Reds and with the Sounds. So what were your interactions like with him?
Well, to that point, Chase, Mark Austin was one of the guys I talked to for my story, and he said he met him one time in Las Vegas, and Pete said, "Where are you from?" And he said, "Nashville." And the first thing Pete said was Larry Smitto. So, yeah, that kind of a similar story. In 2013, Kevin Ingram and I were invited over to Adelphia Field, which, of course, is Nissan Stadium now. And Pete had spoken to a group over there. It was an invitation-only kind of group, a business group. And they gave us about all the time we wanted with Pete. We were there with him for about 30 or 45 minutes.
Wow.
And my interaction was great with him. The three of us just kind of sat and chatted for a little while. And the story I did at that point was that he was associated with baseball again, though he wasn't supposed to be. He was banned from baseball. It was kind of in an unofficial capacity because young players at that time were reaching out to him. He was obviously replying and giving advice. And it was kind of cool, and baseball didn't take any action on it. He wasn't charging for it or anything like that. But he told me some of the advice he was giving, some of the players that were reaching out to him, and how it kept him involved in baseball, even though he wasn't supposed to be involved in baseball. And then I didn't see him again until a year ago Sunday at this party event. And I was out there to do a story on the possibility of a major league franchise coming to Nashville. And I'll just be honest, guys, I spoke to a lot of players, I saw Pete, and he looked so bad, I didn't even bother to talk to him. So I thought he looked really bad a year ago. But this didn't really catch me by surprise. But those were the two main interactions I ever had with him. I never had any interaction with him when the Reds were the parent of the Sound, because, you know, we had other Sound beat writers, but I did have those two interactions with him.
Mike Organ is with us from the Tennessean. So now that Pete has passed, I guess the simple question is, do you think they ever let him in?
You know, part of me hopes they don't, because that would just be cold-blooded, I think. But the part of me, you know, I'd like to see him in. But I will say this. One of the guys I talked to that talked to him, I think they won this year because he wasn't very talkative this year, but I think it was in 21. He got him to sign something that had something about the Hall of Fame on it. And he said, "Here, I want you to sign this because in my mind, you're a Hall of Famer." And Pete looked up at him and said, "I messed up." He didn't use the word mess. He used a word like Joe Dubin would use. And so that kind of tells me there that Pete had kind of come to terms with it, which kind of makes me feel good. You know what I mean? I mean, at least at that point in his life, this last part of his life, he had resolved that issue, because that's all he said. He didn't go into any detail. He just said, "I effed up." So, it wouldn't surprise me if they let him in, Chase. But like I said, part of me kind of hopes they don't, because that just would kind of be a slap in the face.
Mike, you talked to the guy that organized the Music City Sports Collectible event last weekend. And he had that iconic photo of, you know, I think it was George Foster, Dave Concepcion, a few others were in there from the Big Red Machine. What did he say about that photo? Because, I mean, come on, that is an iconic photo. And less than 24 hours later, Pete Rose is dead.
Yeah, that was Jason Shepard. He owns Shep's Cards and Collectibles. I think it's in Hendersonville. But, yeah, he does. He's an organizer, and he's the MC of the show. And he said it had wound down, everybody had gone, but those guys were still standing around, and he was standing, or they were still there, and he was standing around, and they said, "Hey, let's get together for a picture." Because I guess, even though they were all there at that point, nobody had asked them to get together for a picture, so they said, "Hey, let's get together for a picture." And they looked at him and said, "Can you take it?" And of course, he felt honored to get to take it. So he kind of organized them and put Pete, who was in a wheelchair, in the middle, and it was everybody you said, along with Ken Griffey Sr., and he got to take a picture. And he told me specifically then, he said, you know, after that picture, he said, they wheeled Pete out, and all of them left together, actually. And, you know, it dawned on me that, and I said it to Jason, I said, you know, that's probably the last picture ever taken of Pete Rose, because unless he ran into somebody at the airport or however he went back home, because he died in his sleep the next morning.
Mike, we'll let you go. Some people have texted in. Your newest family member, is that a cat or a bat? Please let everybody know for our audience.
Yeah, it's a crossbreed. It doesn't have wings, but it has all the other features of a cat. I mean, of a bat. And it's looking forward to Halloween. And I don't know why, but he asked me your address, Joe. So I shared that with him. So, you know, maybe don't be there that night or just be prepared.
For those of you who know, Mike, in the goodness of his heart, found a dirty, homeless, hungry, 8-week-old kitten outside of Taco Bell. And you've adopted it. And like every other pet that we adopt, Mike, has totally changed your life.
Change it in many ways for the better, in a lot of ways not so much. But yes, he has changed my life, and his name is Yoda because he looks just like Yoda.
and the pictures on your Facebook we love, because he's driving the car, he's sleeping, he's chasing leaves, like all the things. So it's just awesome, Mike. Appreciate it as always.
Good to be with you guys. Thanks.
Absolutely. Mike Organ of the Tennessean joining us here on the program to talk Pete Rose and his Bat Cat as well.
That's right, man. Crazy.
Joe, this one's going to be pretty cool coming up next. If you're a fan of Star Wars, if you're a fan of movies, all those things, you're not going to want to miss this. Billy Dee Williams going to be in our city this weekend. He will join the show next, better known as Lando Calrissian. Lando's not a system. Lando's a man. He will join us coming up next here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.